Then we are going to carry on with our reading of Matthew 24, and we're going to ask ourselves how the Lord Jesus explained the challenges that they will have to face. And especially we call this the end times. So in Matthew 24, reading from 9 to 14, the Lord warned his disciples, "Then they will deliver you up to tribulation and kill you, and you will be hated by all nations for my name's sake. And then many will be offended, will betray one another, and will hate one another. Then many false prophets will rise up and deceive many. And because lawlessness will abound, the love of many will grow cold. But he who endures to the end shall be saved. And the gospel of the kingdom will be preached in all the world as a witness to all the nations, and then the end will come." Well, this is a very open, frank, candid statement from the Lord Jesus concerning trying times that will come. Right? This is something that we often don't understand and we are not fully prepared for. And that is, we have tough times ahead of us. We always speak about the Lord's goodness, the Lord's blessings. We talk about happiness. We talk about joy. Now, all these things are true and they are valid. They are good things to take note of. But in reality, we also see on the flip side. On the flip side is the fact that there will be trying times that they will come. Right? And so we have to be prepared for all the things that will come to pass. And I repeat, they will come to pass. So we need to be fully aware so that we may be better prepared for what is to come. To be delivered up to tribulation literally means a betrayal of the believer by other people, so that we will end up with tribulation. And that is a very sad reality. And then there will come, unfortunately, people who will take advantage of those things, and they will kill believers as easily as not. And because of this, there will be so much turmoil that believers are actually going to be hated by all nations. That's a sad reality. And this is something that we need to take note of because it can come to pass. If we read of how the Lord warned about all the things that could happen at the end of it all. And the fact is that it will affect people negatively. That is a solemn reality. And many will be offended. In other words, they are going to be stumbled as they see tribulation, as they see believers killed, as they see hatred all around, that many will be stumbled and they will be offended. What is worse, they will start doing what has been done to them. They will start betraying one another. And because of that, hatred will just keep growing all the time. Right? So verses 9 and 10 are very related verses. This is the mention of the church community that we may be in. It's a sad reality when Christians turn on Christians. In just trying to justify their action, they shoot barb remarks against other people, and they criticize, they condemn, and all of these things become a real problem. So what do we do with all of these things here? Well, this is very important for us to take note of. The Lord Jesus warns of worst things to come. What are the worst things that will come? From amidst of all of these things, there will be people who will come up to take advantage of the situation at hand. They will look at all the disruptions, the disturbances, the disparity, all the kinds of problems that are happening in the church scene, and they will take advantage of that. And they will arise as it were, prophets of God. So when people disguise themselves as prophets of God and they are not easy to detect, they, we will see them drawing many. And many, in fact, will be deceived by these false prophets. And the Lord Jesus makes no bones about it. He calls them false prophets. So the scenario in the church scene is going to be a very, very grave one. Then he went on further to talk about how, because of all these problems, 9, 10, 11, and the one word that summarizes the whole lot of it is that lawlessness will abound. People won't know the scriptures well. They do not know what are the laws of God. They also disregard civil authority, and all kinds of problems can come as a result. And so the lawlessness part of it will abound. So what about the general feel of the whole thing? The Lord warns us, the love of many will grow cold. Love for the Lord, love for the church, love for each other. The Lord Jesus tells us, John 13, 34, 35, we have to love one another as the hallmark that we are believers in the Lord Jesus Christ. Love will ought to be there first and foremost, but the love will now become cold. So we have a very grim description of what's going to happen from verses 9 to 12. So how do we overcome all of these things here? Well, that is the challenge of it all, right? And this is something that we need to look at. So we have to watch out literally for all the things that are happening. The danger of being betrayed, the fear of tribulation, a fear of being hated. All of these things will take a terrible result, and it will reveal a lot of terrible things that could happen. What will happen? People will become led astray. They will be affected emotionally, psychologically. There will be a lot of problems along the way. And the love of people will grow cold. And things will just go from bad to worse. So that lawlessness will abound rather than the word of God. So how do we understand this? How do we see this thing? What is the way out? In verse 13, the Lord Jesus Christ tells his disciples that not all will fall, but there will be some who will endure to the end. They will endure tribulation. They will endure betrayal. They will endure being hated by people. They will not be stumbled. They will not resort to doing evil things because evil things have been received. They refuse to be any of these things. They continue to choose to follow the Lord Jesus Christ. And what happens is that they learn how to find endurance. Endurance because they believe in the Lord. Endurance because they know that what the Lord said will come to pass. They will keep their faith intact, their love for the Lord strong, and thus they endure. This is how we see those who are true believers. They will endure to the very end. And that is something that we need to look at. And so those who do not endure, we ask ourselves, how real is their faith? How genuine is their faith? How certain is their faith? The sad reality is that many people do not understand that faith will lead us to endurance. Faith is not a feeling. It's not a statement that we make along the way. It's a reality. It makes us be able to power through all the challenges, problems, difficulties that we will face in life. Now, the Lord Jesus Christ went on to talk about the gospel of the kingdom being preached in all the world as a witness to all the nations. Now, this is an important word. So we go back to what the Lord Jesus said, in many texts of reaching the world. Well, we're looking forward a little bit to Matthew 28, right? So this stage here, where the Lord Jesus Christ talked about the gospel of the kingdom will be preached. He was looking forward to teaching that before he ascended to heaven. So this is like a word to all the disciples to tell them about the gospel of the kingdom. They have heard about the gospel of the kingdom from the very lips of the Lord Jesus Christ. They have seen the power of the kingdom. They have seen the love and compassion of the Lord Jesus of the kingdom. Now, the challenge will be given to all of them to spread the word of the kingdom as they have seen the Lord Jesus spreading that word of the kingdom. Out there in the world, while the church may be in turmoil, or believers may be persecuted, the reality is that the masses of the people actually have not heard the gospel message properly. And the challenge is to present the gospel message as best we can. We need to point people to faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. This is absolutely important. So let's read Matthew 28, 18 to 20 again. Right? And the Lord spoke to them, and he said to them, "All authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth. Go therefore and make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all things that I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the age." Amen. So as we take a look at what the Lord Jesus Christ was saying to the disciples, is that they must not lose focus. Yes, there will be tribulation. There will be fears all around. There will be hatred. You can expect people to betray you. All of these things are for real. But what is our faith and our focus? And that is to get the word of the gospel out to those who have not yet heard the gospel. Along the way, we'll have to truly learn to endure to the very end, committed to this great commission God has given to us. So what do? We cling to the Lord. We persevere. We learn to cope. We learn to triumph. And if we can do all these things here, then we would have learned the secret of what it means to have endurance to the very end. And that is important. Right? So what is the end of the road? Let us say that we are betrayed. Let us say that there's tribulation. What is the end of the road? We die. Whether we die of our illness, we die of old age, or we die as martyrs for the Lord Jesus Christ. The reality of it all is that our salvation will give to us an entrance into heaven, and that is important. So what is the takeaway lesson for all of us as we ponder Matthew 24? And it's very obvious that what we need to have. Not just mere knowledge of the gospel. Not just more knowledge from the gospel of Matthew. What else do we need? We need to build up a sense of courage within us. Courage that will help us to endure all kinds of suffering that may come along our way. Right? We need that kind of courage that is vital for us to have. Secondly, we must continue to develop confidence in what the Lord Jesus has said. He's already warned that this tribulation will come. And many will fall. Many will become betrayed. Many will lose their love. Many will do all the adverse things which are just not good. So what do we want to have? We want to have a confidence that says that our faith in the Lord Jesus is absolutely intact, and we are going to carry on confidently in faith and in love for the Lord Jesus throughout all the difficult times we may have to face. What will it take for us to be able to do all of these things here? And that word is simply commitment. A commitment to our faith in the Lord, a commitment to follow the Lord Jesus, a commitment to power our way through everything, to triumph in the end of it all as we follow the Lord Jesus. If we are discouraged along the way, let's remember how the Lord Jesus Christ had to suffer all kinds of suffering too, all kinds of persecution. But he remained courageous, confident, and committed to the work that God had given to him. Let's do the same thing. Let's pray together. Our Father in heaven, we thank you for the Lord Jesus. We thank you that he is our truly great example of how to endure to the very end. Help us to find courage and help us to find confidence and commitment. Help us to be very faithful and true to the gospel we have heard to the very end. We pray in the name of the Lord Jesus. Amen.